Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back at 30, it's actually not 12 after 30, it's not 34 after, it's 12 after now. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. It's always a pleasure to be part of your day. We've got this stuff lined up for you today. The head foodie, Nancy Rosetta, Nancy's our good friend, and longtime member of our trust. Nancy, welcome back to the show.
Hi, there, Jim. Nancy. I'm here, but you're going in and out.
Okay. Well, how are we doing now? How's this connection?
It's still the same.
All right. Well,
I can kind of hear you.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe it may be a bad connection we have. $50 back.
You're cutting out, Jim.
Yeah. Okay. Tell you what. Okay, I think we got it now. There we go.
That's better. That's much better.
Yeah, it's always, you know, when you're on the road, it's not always perfect, Nancy.
Well, sometimes, you know what? Even when you're not on the road, it's not always perfect.
Nancy. No, and here I thought you were my friend.
No, you're always perfect. It's the technology that's not always perfect.
You're exactly right about that.
Yes, I'm always perfect.
I'm glad we got that cleared up, Nancy, because you had to.
Yes, exactly. We have to make sure we know what's really real.
There you go. It's good to have you back, Nancy, as always. I've missed you. Nancy, as you know, ladies and gentlemen, is our intuition expert. And Nancy, what's on your mind today to help small
people? I was thinking about this. You know, it's like when I was thinking about what motivates us to be in business, and I have been watching a lot of small business people, and I noticed that most people really like to go into a problem knowing the answer. That they like to know that they've got a solution, and we get comfortable when we think we have a handle on things and we think we have things under control. But that is actually very dangerous, and I would like to suggest a much more fruitful way of being in business is to recognize that we're here to learn. And that when we approach a situation not really knowing the answer, even if we've done it a million times before, but saying, wait a second, what new understanding wants to happen here in this moment, in this situation, then all of a sudden a lot of the pressure that we put on ourselves goes away.
Well, why is it dangerous, Nancy?
It's dangerous because we end up getting into habits. We just do the same thing over and over again. And we think that we know the answers all the time. And that sense of control or arrogance really gets us into trouble.
I'll tell you
because
something
no
else.
Because no two moments are the same.
I'll tell you something else, Nancy. If you wait until you have everything lined up, all the ducks in the row, you know all the answers, you'll never accomplish anything.
Exactly, because life is not about having answers. It's really about allowing solutions to unfold.
I like what you just said, that life is not about having answers. I'd like to tag on to that and say, life is about finding the answers. And the only way to find the answers is to try.
Exactly. And it's not that answers are out there fully formed waiting for us to pluck them like an apple from a tree. And so that's why I like the idea that we're letting the solutions unfold before our very eyes. Because we're part of the solution. You know, our creativity, our inspiration, our intelligence is part of the solution, as well as everything that looks like a piece of the problem, you know, everything that's causing us to stay up at night or to worry about things or to feel like things are not going the way we want them to, those are also part of the solution.
Right. Well, how do we get motivated, Nancy, how can we motivate ourselves to not have to have everything perfect?
Well, I think we have to realize that we already are motivated. It's not something we can make ourselves do, but we can start to pay attention to what are we motivated by right now. And I think a lot of people who are in business for themselves are motivated by being in control. And that can be a problem, that we're control freaks. We like to have everything the way we want it.
Well, you know why, don't you, Nancy?
No.
One of the reasons why is because most entrepreneurs are not all, but many entrepreneurs are type A people.
Yes.
Some of us are double A's.
Yeah, we're definitely workaholics.
It's not just about being a workaholic. It's about wanting to make something happen. We're creative people. We want to create something. And typically when we're creating these things, we're by ourselves. We don't always have a group of people around us to help us with these things. And so when you are creating something and you have control, you sort of acquire control. Once you have it, you don't always want to turn loose of it.
Right, and that's a problem.
And one more thing, our assets, our capital, our resources are finite. They're not infinite. And they're not only finite; they're limited.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're very judicious. It's a survival mechanism that we apply because we have to be very judicious about the resources that we expend. And if we make a mistake, it could be fatal to our business.
Exactly. So we have this thought that there's so much pressure on us. There's so much of our success or the success of our ideas is dependent on what we do and how we do it.
Right.
And so that creates this amazing sense of responsibility and pressure. And it's all focused on this one individual. Now, that is a problem in a way that makes it hard to pay attention to the intuitive intelligence. Because the intuitive intelligence has a completely different perspective. Yes, we're individually unique and important, and there are creative, inspired ideas that are flowing through us. And yes, the financial resources are finite, and we need to be respectful. But there's also a larger intelligence that is wanting to be known by us, and we can open up to it and allow
it. Hold on to that thought, Nancy. Hold on to that thought. We're going to talk about that larger intelligence Nancy's mentioning right after this message. It's 20 after. Stay with us.
Ever since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball. From Soho down to Brighton, I must have played them all. But I ain't seen nothing like him in any amusement hall. That death don't like it. Sure.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Nancy Rozanoff, the author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Making Money Through Intuition. And there's another book out there somewhere, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, there's a couple of them. One called The Intuition Workout, and the other one is Knowing When It's Right.
Knowing When It's Right. That's one of my favorite ones. And also, you have a television show.
I have a television show called The Listening Place.
Yeah,
and it's been on
what network?
Well, it was on the Good Life Network and the Healthy Living, but I'm pulling it off that, and I am putting it on the Internet.
Good.
So it'll be available worldwide. So
the Internet is an incredible invention, isn't it?
It's an amazing resource.
And what would have happened?
It's getting a little overpopulated now. I mean, it's hard to find things, but it's amazing.
What would have happened, Nancy, if somebody hadn't taken a chance on the Internet?
Yes, that's
if
right.
If they said, "Oh, you know, nobody's ever going to want to do this," who would want to do? What would have happened, huh?
And remember, when it first started, everybody was saying, oh, you can't use this for business. This will never be something where business happens.
Absolutely. I remember the 90s, the Internet was really kind of considered to be kind of a a bemusement, a toy almost. And,
yes.
And now, of course, it's become the backbone of commerce. You talked earlier. By the way, give us your website, please.
Oh, go to thelisteningplace.com, www.thelisteningplace.com. That's the television show.
Thelisteningplace.com. And your books are available wherever books are sold, right?
Exactly.
Okay. What about this other kind of intelligence you were talking about?
Right. There's more expansive intelligence that we actually live in an atmosphere of intelligence, but it's not visible, right? It's non-dimensional. But we, the basis of our being, the basis of life, the basis of intelligence is to know what we need to know when we need to know it. That is intuitive knowledge. There's a kind of intellectual knowledge that we focus on in this culture, which is, well, I need to know it before I need to know it, right? I need to have it all in a book on a shelf so that I can just go to it. That gives me a sense of confidence. But that kind of knowledge is stale. It's it can be important, but it's not vital in the sense that it's not what is unique and applicable to the situation that we find ourselves in. That requires attention. That requires a kind of letting go and being responsive to what is right now. And that's intuitive. And that's much harder for us because we're not used to it. We're used to being in control.
Do you think that we need to be prepared to find our answers in places that we hadn't thought of before?
Always, because who knows where it's going to come from? What will stimulate us or inspire us?
Who will
we
say
never
something?
Know where we're going to get that little spark. But we can know that it's going to be there. We can know that when I'm faced with a situation, I'm going to know the answer if I know how to be attentive to the moment and more reverent to what's going on rather than controlling and manipulating.
And this is where you say, you've taught us over the years, Nancy, this is where intuition comes in, but you've got to be open to allowing your intuition to work.
To receiving it, right. And so sometimes it seems like it's just right at the last minute. But that's right when it's needed.
You know, I don't know how many times, Nancy, I have been obligated to go somewhere and I didn't want to go, and I thought about all the ways I could get out of it.
Right.
Or there was something that was going on, and I wasn't sure if it was something I should try to go to. But what I've learned over the years is every time I do something that I go ahead and do something that I'm reluctant to do,
right?
There's always something significant that happens.
Isn't
I meet
that interesting?
Someone,
you know,
I meet
and that
someone.
Shows
I learn
very
something.
Very important that we can't trust our own sense of what we want and what we don't want. Right? I don't want to go to this party or I don't want to go to this event. That I don't want to do it is not trustworthy.
Yeah.
So how do we make our decisions, right? Do we make decisions based on what we want? Well, we just discovered that that doesn't work. Do we make decisions on how something feels? Well, we know that doesn't work because that's very subjective. Do we make decisions based on what we know? Well, that's limited because we don't know everything. How do we make decisions that are really attentive and smart?
You have
right?
what you're saying is you have to allow for the other dimension, the intuition dimension.
Exactly, which is to recognize that we're part of a much larger network or whole, however you want to say it, to recognize that it's not just us here with the universe spinning around us. We are actually an active part of something much larger, like a body. And we can respond to that. We have the capacity to understand that and to be able to respond to each moment.
Isn't that called life, Nancy?
That is called life. But,
yeah.
You know, we forget,
you to,
right?
You have to live life, don't you? That's the thing. You have to get out of your shell, allow, you know, you can know and you can think and you can believe, but you've got to allow the intuition to play its role. And Nancy Rozanoff has taught us that over the years, ladies and gentlemen. Nancy, for that, we thank you very much.
Well, it's always my pleasure, Jim, because you are so receptive, and you are a great poster child for this.
Well, I've learned from the master. Hey, Nancy,
right.
thank you for being here. TheListeningPlace.com is her website. You can find her books wherever books are sold, and that's Nancy Rozanoff, and that's with two F's. Thanks, you, Nancy,
right.
for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Okay, Jim, bye.
Quick break. Right back. I'm Jim Blessing Game. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.